On July 15, the United States forces struck Greater Tunb Island. It is here. It is said to be an Iranian-occupied island, as per UAE. It was roughly 90-minute wave of strikes. US Central Command said that the strikes hit coastal defense systems and cruise missile storage and launch sites on the island. Now, this island is of strategic significance for Iran. You see, there are many such islands here, and they all are part of Iran's arc defense of controlling the Strait of Hormuz. Quite many times you have heard from the Iranian officials calling these islands stationary and unsinkable aircraft carriers. Now, this strike is part of a broader escalation that has been happening since 5 consecutive days, right from the time when Iran launched strikes against US military facilities in Bahrain, Jordan and Kuwait. On the other hand, United States Shipping Agency has warned that the Strait of Hormuz has become too dangerous for commercial vessels. That means United States' attempt to make this region safe is currently not that effective. Now, let me take you back to Iran's Arc Defense Islands. The Arc Defense is a chain of 7 islands: Abu Musa, Greater Tunb, Lesser Tunb, Hengam, Keshm, Larak, and Hormuz. All these islands form a strategic curve controlling every shipping activity that happens in the Strait of Hormuz. As I've already mentioned, the Iranian officials call them stationary and unsinkable aircraft carriers. These islands have mobile coastal batteries that fires Iran's domestically produced anti-ship cruise missiles. Systems like the Qadr, which has a 300 plus kilometer range, and then Nasr and Qadr, plus there are some older Chinese missiles such as the HY-2 Silkworm and C-801 that were deployed earlier on Abu Musa Island. These islands also contain long-range strike systems that are capable of hitting targets roughly 600 kilometers away. And if you see, that is enough to threaten US military bases like Al Dhafra in UAE, Al Udeid in Qatar, and other naval bases in Bahrain. There are also some air defense systems like the 15 Khordad mid-range that can track multiple targets, and Mersad, Iran's adaptation of the US Hawk system, along with Majid short-range point defense system mounted on mobile vehicles. These air defense systems are also deployed on these islands. Then some islands also have the higher-end systems like the Bawar 373 or S-300 variants. Then these islands also have drone facilities for the Shahed 131 and Shahed 136 kamikaze drones. These facilities exist on Keshm and Abu Musa Islands in an underground hardened sites that are not visible from sky. Apart from drones and missiles, there are fast attack swarm boats, surveillance and radar installations, and some chemical weapons, material and artillery systems on Abu Musa Island. Now, these developments did not happen overnight. It's been happening since decades. And recently, there has been a sharp escalation in development due to the ongoing tensions. Iran had seized Abu Musa and 2 Tunb Islands from newly formed UAE in 1971, when Britain was withdrawing from Gulf. In 1992, Iran began a serious military build-up on several small Gulf islands close to the Strait of Hormuz, adding several thousand additional troops, artillery and anti-ship missiles. This is really the starting point of the arc defense concept, not something that was built in last few years. From 1990 to 2010, Iran deployed long-range Chinese-derived missiles and domestically produced systems. The most recent escalation and development happened in March 2025, when the IRGC announced deployment of advanced air defense systems on all 3 islands, with its naval commander claiming that they could strike targets within 600 kilometers. And that makes pretty much all the US military bases in Gulf fall within the direct attack range. And that is what compelled the United States to take Strait of Hormuz more seriously. So the most advanced hardware that we see today being deployed on these islands is roughly a year and a half old, which is sitting on top of a 30 plus years of steady buildup. Now the important question is, did United States not see this coming? It's not like that. This wasn't a surprise. All these developments over the years were publicly announced by Iranian officials every now and then. And then the United States has its own Central Command analysts who work on unearthing these developments in real time. In fact, the United States has also bombed Kharg Island earlier in the war, while deliberately leaving most of the oil infrastructure intact. And then later, Trump also shared reports about sending Marines to land on Kharg Island. So it is not that the United States did not see this coming. The bigger dynamic is not intelligence failure. It's that Iran had revised its military doctrine from being defensive to offensive since the 12-day war, which began in 28th February 2026 with the US-Israeli strikes that killed Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. From that time till now, we have seen multiple ceasefire and collapse cycles, most recently breaking down again on July 8th when Iran struck multiple commercial ships and the US responded by striking Iranian territory. So these islands, which are referred to arc defense, it is not something that came up overnight. It is the product of a 50-year-old territorial dispute and more than 3 decades of steady militarization. The US and Gulf states have watched this build up for years, but after this year's February strike that killed Iran's supreme leader, these islands have shifted from a strategic flashpoint to a central theater of the ongoing war. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.